have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence Family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all, the harder I fall. Fighting like a scary cat. With a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall. I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already proved it. You can be fan of a Judas. Come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving us of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
We're coming through the years of Walmart. My own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life. Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still opportunity, life I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, too needed. Make friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back to the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a team. I'm a friend of mine, what's going to do? Receive it, but Colorado, I'll still receive it. Never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. The floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on a handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, the muscle they use it. Bruising the proving the way that I'm losing. Something my dudes is supposed to lose it. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time to find our bad and hurts. Conduct with metal touch.
Everything
bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children. Just raid on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the young men.
We are beyond the fence. We are beyond.
Woke up this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I'm blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cat. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey. Hey. Welcome. Yes. Welcome. Yes.
Welcome tonight on Beyond the Radio. This your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I have every reason to smile despite the circumstances. I woke up this morning. I am breathing. I am healthy. Yes, I am in my right mind. Yes. I'm in my right mind. So I am forever grateful just for that alone. So I have every reason to smile. So a shout out to the Elation family. We love you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for this radio station, period. Because we know once we come on at 10 p.m. on Sunday night, Eastern Standard Time, we are covered. That's right. So we can just go on in because we know we are already prayed for. And we know that God's word shall not go void. And when God's word go forth, we know it's power in that. So we just going to go forward. Now, I'm going to go move forward with the show. Can I get a drum roll? Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building. And I must say, I'm smiling. I'm smiling from ear to ear. I'm smiling.
Yes, yes. How your week been, Coach Shay?
It has been a very, very, very productive week. Shout out to JL Wilfork for an amazing event this past weekend. Yesterday, actually, in Alabama, Beyond the Fence went to Alabama.
Awesome.
Shout out to her. Yes, and it's just been an amazing but productive week. You know, you can't ask for any more. How's your week been, Coach David?
It was awesome. Shout out to my dad, David Lyons, a.k.a. Big Butch. His birthday was yesterday. He turned 73, so I'm just thankful
wow.
just to be able to celebrate, you know, 73 yeah. years for my dad. So it's definitely a blessing. Yes.
Happy birthday, Big Butch. Happy
yes.
birthday, Pop.
Yes, I'm so grateful, you know, to still have my parents, you know, loving me and I love they raised me the correct way. So it's definitely a blessing. The Bible say train a child up in the ways of the Lord. When he get old, he won't depart from him. And, you know, my dad haven't been the most religious person in the world, but he did teach me morals. He taught me how to, you know, to work productively. Not just work hard, but work hard productively. You can work hard in the wrong direction. And one thing he taught me to work hard diligently, but prosperous in the right direction. So I learned a lot from him. My mom, she's a praying woman. She's evangelist. Shout out to Evangelist Molding. You know, it's a blessing to have awesome parents like this. So, you know, I was, you know, raised in the ways of the Lord. So that's think about it. The Bible says the ways of the Lord. So that's the character of the Lord. And that's just having goodness in your heart, loving people. You know, just it's not all about the religious aspect of it. So it's the characteristics. So it was a blessing to be able to have such awesome parents. My sisters came through yesterday, and we just took that time. We just enjoyed my dad. So, you know, shout out to Big Butch, David Lyons. I love you, Pops. Times like this mean a lot. So my week has been awesome. My week has been awesome. So you ready
Great.
To start the show, Coach Shay?
I am. I do want to give a shout out to our youth tonight. It's before we start the show. I want to give them a shout out. It's been a long night, Coach David. You've been mentoring, and I've been mentoring tonight. And I know that, but despite the fact that they have school tomorrow, some of them may be on. Some of them may be on tonight. So shout out to the youth.
Yes.
But, yes, I'm ready to get this show started. I'm ready to get it started.
All right. Well, it's on you.
I was going to say, well, you said it's on me, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. So, again, shout out to the Elations family. Tonight we're going to be talking about it being better to give than it is to receive. And, David, the reason that, Coach David, the reason I wanted to, I thought about talking about this tonight is because we really do live in a gimme, 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 gimme world. We give, you know, it used to be kind of that give and take, what you do for others, others will do for you. But we live in a very fast-paced environment. Let's just say you call it a microwavable world, but we live in a fast-paced environment. And so so I wanted to talk about it tonight, and I'm actually going to come out of Acts tonight, Acts 20. I'm going to start at 33 and to 35. It says, I have never coveted anyone's silver or gold or fine clothes. You know that these hands of mine have worked to supply my own needs and even the needs of those who were with me. And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. You know, I was thinking about how many times someone might come to us for help, David, or how many times you see the panhandlers on the side of the road, or, you know, you have a habit of really tipping people in a way that most people would not tip just because you realize, you know, that that's kind of how they get paid, you know. And we have gotten to a point where so many times we want to, I have had friends who actually said to me, you know, I want to go down to the homeless and I want to start giving out deodorant. I want to start giving out powder. And you've experienced it too, where people are saying, come on, we need a couple of guys to go down here and just pray on the streets. And we need people to do this. It's always a need. But I'm going to go back to the scripture where it said, I worked for my own needs. How many times have you gotten a text message, David, even with Cash App being so readily available, how many times have you received the Cash App? No, they don't talk to you. They haven't said hi. But you just get a Cash App request for $2, $3, $20. But these people haven't sown anything into you. They haven't sown anything. Even if it's just an encouraging word, that's free. So tonight I want to emphasize it, how important it is for us in this season to start giving and what giving truly looks like, because there clearly is a proper way to do it. So David, what do you think about, you know, just the giving? You're definitely a giver. If I can think about anybody who this topic would really, really be good to kind of emphasize on, it would be you, because you definitely are a giver. So what does say you with this topic?
Well, I appreciate that compliment. The thing is, you know, when it comes to giving, you know, like I said, I was raised correctly. You know, I do. And, you know, I grew up around two parents that are giving people. You know, they love to help people. And my mom implanted the seed in me a long time ago. She said, I help others who help themselves. I help That's others good. Help themselves. And, you know, that had blessed me. And she said that when I was like 7, 8 years old. And it stayed with me. And when I got older, you know, I noticed how people would just say, give me and 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 give me. And I think where my mom really learned was, you know, I remember she used to, we had a pastor, and this is not knocking the church, it's just me being honest and, you know, me being just real, you know. I remember the pastor saying, you know, my mom had to pay the light bill, and she said, give that light bill money and, you know, God gonna bless you. You know, more than that. Well, she gave the light bill money, and our lights was off. And no one from the church helped get the lights on. But my mama took the light bill money, and, you know, and it ain't because, I mean, she just didn't realize it at the time. You know, she's stepping out of faith because we've been taught a certain way. So my mom is an obedient woman. You know what I'm saying? Look, when it comes to worshiping God, serving God, you know, just being obedient to the word of God and then being obedient to the authority that God put, you know, appointed for you. My mom keeps it so real. She's so awesome of a person. So, you know, if my mama says she on your side, she's on your side. So when the pastor said it, my mom was like, okay. She stepped out in faith. She gave the money. Lights got turned off. But, you know, she didn't stumble. It didn't cause her to blame God. What she did, she took that as a learning experience. It was like, well, I'm a give, but I'm a give correctly. Now we find out that there's a correct way to give and there's an incorrect way to give. So she's not saying at that time she was like, well, it's not that I'm not going to give, but, you know, I got to manage the money the way God want me to manage the money, because evidently, you know, the reality is we have bills and the bills are set there. That money is set apart, you know, for a reason. You must take care of your household. So my mom just used the wisdom. She grew from that situation and she planted seeds in me. So when people come and just say, gimme, gimme, give me, to be honest, I use rightful judgment. You know, if I'm not going to give to the person who's going to go buy beer and cigarettes. I'm just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What I will do is do like the example in the Bible where the man that was laying down, you know, he's like, you know, help me, help me. And was it Paul? No, not Paul, but I think it was Peter. He said, silver and gold I do not have. But, okay. You know, he touched them and man walked. You know what I'm saying? So we got to understand, giving ain't always money. Giving could just be your time, right?
Yeah.
So if I just seen homeless people say, look, could you give me $1? Could you give me $2? I said, look, this is what I do. I see a sign that say, you just put up a sign and say, I work for food. Do you have an ID? No, I don't. Well, let me take you to go get an ID, and you're right here in front of this Walmart. You see a big sign to say now hiring. So if you work for food, I will take you to go get your ID. I will pay for your ID, and I will take you in here so you can get a job and you can work for food. And guess what the answer be? The answer be no. So with that, I use wisdom. So I realize there's a right way to give and a wrong way to give. So I choose the right way.
Amen, amen. And it's a blessing, too, because what I've realized is that in that I've watched over years, you know, you might be at the restaurant and I've watched over the time where somebody might, you know, you let the waitresses know, you let them know or the waiters know we tip well. And it's a form of your tithing. And I see it come back almost immediately. And I think at some point we've gotten so overly religious about just, you know, about the giving that we only see it as one-sided. I remember a long time ago, you were talking about the tithing when I learned about first fruits and or how you give, giving the correct way. And I learned about first fruits by just studying the Bible. And when I read about it, there's a percentage that should go in your own bank account. And churches don't teach that. You know, they don't teach. They teach 10% and then an offering. But then there's about another percentage, I think it's about 10%, that should go into your own storehouse as well. And I remember introducing it to another pastor at some point. They were very surprised because they themselves hadn't learned it. And so for a whole year learning it, I put 10% in my own storehouse, and that was my savings account. And I never touched it, and I watched it grow. And so even in that, it is better to give than it is to receive, even if it's giving to yourself. And so when I started doing that and I started teaching those principles to other people, they got very offended. So I'm like, how can you get offended when I'm telling you 10% goes to you? No. That's not how God designed it. It's 10% and it goes to the church. 10% and it goes to the church. 10% goes to my pastor, and I give an offering, and it started kind of being like a magical thing where they would kiss the envelope and say, Mama need a new pair of shoes today, right? Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, not only was the storehouse that I was putting the 10% in blessed, but I watched how people would just start sowing money into me. And I just watched. I didn't know about Cash App then. I didn't know about it. It was PayPal. My PayPal account would just be going off. Bling, 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 bling. Or people would call me and ask me certain things about, you know, just like never a bill. They never said, well, you know, God told me to pay your bill. People don't give a reason. They just give. They just do. And,
yes,
and I'm thankful for
Coach
that.
Coach A, I want to say something right quick before you keep going. Please clear up the fact because y'all have to understand, I know Coach A. She is kings, queens, men and women of God. She is saying don't give to the – she's not saying do not give to the church. She is a giver. Could you please explain, Coach Shea, what you mean, like, when it comes to the 10%? But don't miss the point that you said you will – you still will sow a seed to the church.
Yeah, the point that I was making is we're only taught one half of the 10%. And so as the body, we are only taught the 10% goes to the church. And what I'm saying is that when you're taught better being give is better to give than receive, that also means to give to yourself. And so in this passage, it talks about first fruits. And the first fruits, 10% off of the top of your gross income, should go into your bank account. So 10% went to my storehouse, 10% went to the church, and I also gave an offering as well. But because I was taught of the first fruits, I was still able to make sure, like you were saying, giving properly. I was able to never have to worry about where the money was going to come from for certain things because I was taught in my study that 10% going into my storehouse is what that's fruit. It's fruit. I put it in my savings account because my savings account grew interest. So it was multiplying while I was saving up as well. So when you're talking about properly giving, I'm just emphasizing that it is important for you to also give to yourself. I do a family feud thing on, you know, on social media every Friday. And I ask a question about something a senior citizen would have told you, just kind of a word of advice. And a number of people in a certain age range, they said their grandparents told them that you always set aside some money for yourself after you get paid. But when you get paid, the first thing you do is set some money aside for yourself. There's a natural and a spiritual thing to everything. So outside of me learning about the first fruits here, this age range was learning when you get paid, you take some of that and you set aside for yourself. Now, the world that we live in, we work hard. And I know that a number of people listening to this is going to laugh. But we work hard, and the people who aren't working hard, they're looking for us to make sure that they're good. And I'm not talking about just you and I, David. I know that there's a number of people who are getting those phone calls, hey, you know, that cousin that's not really trying to do anything for themselves, who just, you know, kind of send that request, hey, I need to borrow $20. Why are you going to borrow it if you're not doing anything? You know, but you don't call with the notion of, hey, is there anything that I can do for you? Because the pastor talked about I work hard as I need to. So do you ever call someone and say, hey, I'm sure there's something you need done around your house, like grass cut, maybe the trash taken out, maybe a paint here or there, and then in return, I need this. Like if we could really get back to, hey, because there's always something that needs to be done, right, David? There's always something that needs to be done. But we've gotten to a point, and I'm just saying this from a perspective of Christianity, that we're one-sided with our giving. We've become very one-sided with our giving. I've been, and not maybe as long as some of the listeners, but I've been in church for a very, very, very long time. And you made a good statement. You said, my mom gave up her, you know, her hard-earned money because this is what the church said, but nobody ever came back to help her when there was a need. And I noticed that even in time, David, over time, I noticed a lot of people becoming very hurt over the fact that they couldn't even get help from the church. And the church just doesn't have to be the four walls. It could be the grandmother that needs to be picked up on a Sunday and they don't have transportation.
Right.
But everybody is wanting to, everybody's wanting to get to church, but we're watching her walk on the side of the road every Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, every Sunday, mother's sitting there and she's doing, you know, every Sunday she's there, but who's ensuring that even as a senior citizen that she's getting there? Go ahead, Coach David.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people get it misconstrued about, you know, the first fruits. Of course, you know, a lot of us understand that, you know, the first fruit thing came from Genesis, right? When Cain and Abel, when God said, listen, give me your first. One gave the best and the other one gave the leftovers. You know, one was, you know, with the cattle, and the other one was in the garden. Well, one of the fruits was accepted more than the other one, right? The brother got jealous over the other brother, according to scripture, killed him. Boom. Blood on the ground. God questioned the blood on the ground. He said, am I my brother's keeper? Now, I understand what first fruit mean, but men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, you must understand in that scripture, because I know you're going to bring that scripture up, this was God who asked for those first fruits. And it will sit up there, and because somebody say God told me, well, we can't say amen to what everybody say, you know, God told me. That's just the reality. God dealt with that situation on his own. He did not use Adam and Eve to do it. This was a situation where God did it on his own. Man was not the mediator between Cain, Abel, and God. Let's realize that, y'all. This is a reality that you might not want to accept. But God did not use man. Other than that, after the fall of man and sin came into the world, God used man to do a lot of the miracles that God was doing. He used Moses, right? He used the patriarchs, all the kings. He even used the Son of God, which we call the Christ, Jesus the Christ. He used him between the superior being, the creator, and man. He used Christ as the mediator between, you know, God and man. Well, he used Moses. He used all these, he used David. He used all these fantastic people. But on this encounter, he did not use man. He used himself. They saw that this, they was right there with God personally. God said, listen, I mean, I want it. Give it to me. There wasn't nothing to be confused about. It ain't like the parents, Adam and Eve said, listen, this is what God told me to tell you. No, God said it himself. So right now we have to just use our wisdom on how to give. We're not saying don't give. We're not, listen, you do give. But if you give somebody, let's say if you have $1 left and you give that last $1 to somebody who out on the street begging for money, you give them that $1, that means you have $0. They got $1. They got more than you. The thing is, if they're not using that dollar to bring more income in to be able to help you while you're down, then that just means poor people but got poor people. But if you give that your last dollar to someone who's going to turn that $1 into $2, so they'll be able to pay you your dollar back because you're in deep need because you're at zero now. You at zero now. Then now y'all both can grow together because you planted a seed to help them literally. You're not doing it so you can be paid back, but you're doing it because it makes sense. You know, it makes sense. We're into that because the talents. The three gentlemen with the talents, two of them doubled the money. One put his in the ground. He came back. He said, "Master, here you go. You know, I know you hard to deal with. I know you hard to deal with." He said, "You good? No faithful servant. If you would have put it in the bank so it can draw interest, see." So God wants to use our wisdom. We have to be wise in the way we do it. So with that being said, you know, we're going to go ahead. It's 10:30. going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to finish this discussion because it's important. So with that being said, where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Go, DJ. Go, DJ. Go, DJ. Where the music at? Where the DJ at? Where the DJ at? Where the DJ at? Where the DJ at?
Peace with and life
it's
all
so
your way.
Much more.
Let your light shine.
Girl,
you're
so
welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio with your host, your main man, David Benton. That's Coach David, and I'm your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels. If you are just tuning in, today we are talking about, or tonight we're talking about it being better to give than it is to receive, and we're coming out of Acts 20, but we're going to go ahead and divert over to another scripture right after this sponsorship message. Shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. You guys heard that amazing, amazing, amazing radio drop from Paula G. Voice at the start of the show. Well, guess what? You can have it too. I want you guys to remember that voiceovers are not just about radio. If you hear a commercial, if you hear something on the radio and you're like, well, I wonder how do I get into doing that? Well, I want you guys to reach out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. There's some other spectacular things that she has going on, especially with My Journey. So go ahead and find out more about Paula G. by visiting her website again at paulagvoice.com. Also, DJ G. Will, I call him G. Weezy. DJ G. Will, if you're looking for a DJ for any event that you're having, weddings, birthday parties, anniversaries, church events, park events, shout out to G. Will. I think he was just at a Wings and Things place doing something real fun, spectacular, and they were crunked in there. So go ahead and visit him on his Facebook page at William G. Will Faulkner, and also on Instagram at g.will865, and on YouTube as well, where you can see some of his stuff. And if you are interested in booking him for DJ events, www.beyondthefence, that's beyondthefence.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey, let's talk business consulting strategy and coaching group, LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. And I'm excited to say that we have a 100% success rate. If you're looking to re-strategize your business, if you are looking to do something new, if you have a vision and you just don't know how to get it out, make sure that you contact us and we will talk business. Let's talk it. We have helped companies go from zero to 100. Not overnight, though. It's going to take work. So if you're looking to take your business to the next level, let's visit us on our Facebook page at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, our Instagram page at LTB Consulting Group, and also on the YouTube page where you can get business nuggets as well at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. And make sure that you let us know that you heard us on Beyond the Radio. Don't forget to connect with us on Beyond the Radio on Facebook as well, and Beyond the Fence on all social media. So David, I'm going to go ahead and get back into this message, if you don't mind. We're talking about it being better to give than it is to receive. And one thing that I got out of the passage, David, was really Paul was talking to the weak. And we have to remember one thing I said to you, said about you earlier. I love the fact that you give to the waitresses when we go out to eat. Wherever we are, you give to the waitresses. And, you know, some people, I remember when we went out in groups, you know, it was hard for, you know, people will be around us and they talk about how much money they had, right? and they wouldn't even give when it was time to go. Do you remember? Right. Do you remember how that used to look?
Yes.
They wouldn't even give when it was time to go. And I remember you talking to one of the artists that was kind of, we were courting this artist, but I remember the waitress was so good. And I remember you saying, you going to leave the waitress something? I said, nah, you know, and here's the thing. We were paying for everything too. Remember, we were paying for everything.
Yes.
And so the artist didn't have to come out of his pocket for a hotel. He didn't have to come out of his pocket for food even. He didn't even pay for the food, but yet would not leave this waitress a tip. And your heart, your passion for what you were talking about, just the giving aspect, sometimes this is the only way that they eat. So in this passage where it says in Acts 20:35, it says, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This person was receiving that whole weekend.
Yes.
When he told us a story after that, he said, you know, I don't give because I allowed someone in my house to stay with me, and that person did me wrong. And when he started to talk about the person he had stay, it was a homeless person he had found on the side of the road. Do you remember this, David?
Yes, I do.
And we're seeing it because it's giving properly. So the waitress who actually has a job, possibly kids at home, you see this person working hard. You refuse to have given to that person, but you felt bad for the homeless person that was on the side. And I'm not saying don't feel bad for the homeless. I'm just saying giving properly. And I remember you saying, you got to use wisdom, brother. You got to use wisdom. So there's a such thing as, and it's a mental thing. I'll be honest with you. I realize it's a mental thing because we'll put all of our emphasis in people that really, really, really need our help. And what I mean by that is we feel that they need our help. How many times have you seen on the news someone that portrays to be a homeless person and they get done doing what they do after panhandling and they go on the other side of town and they get into a Mercedes Benz? Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
So I love that you said in the beginning that we really have to start being mindful and being wise in who we're giving to. Because at the end of the day, like I was talking about the storehouse, I put in my savings account, but it multiplied. So here in Acts, if it's saying it is better to give, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive, I understand that my giving can be anything that I want it to be. I understand that my giving is not just about monetary, because that's the first thing that we go to. We go to monetary giving. But giving can be of your time. We're in a pandemic right now, and there are so many people, especially senior citizens, who could use an ear, someone to talk to, someone to bring food. You don't even have to, nowadays you can use Amazon to deliver food, but that can be giving, that could be giving as well. There's a lot of times David and I as artists, what we'll do, there are people we know for a fact, they have the right heart, but they may not have the funds to do certain things. So we will go and we'll go ahead and do a pro bono for an event, right?
Yes.
But that's giving. And out of that, we receive so much more. David, can you think
yes.
of some times that we've given or maybe times where you have given? Because the scripture is saying it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. And in our giving, I realize that we get so much more back from it. But in proper giving, and properly giving can leave you in a rut. So can you think of ways that we have given and when we were blessed out of that, where it wasn't monetary?
Yes. You know what? I can, it's so many of them, Coach Shea. It's like, I don't know where to start. You know, like for real, like it's so many. I can mm-hmm. remember when we gave, put it this way, I've been with you personally. We have given ourselves money, and we just help people. We buy merchandise. We got our own merch, but we'll buy merch from other people just to be a blessing to them because we understand.
Yeah.
We can empathize. Next thing you know, money come back in the Cash App. The same day.
Yeah.
The same day. Like, some people might say, man, you think you could just bring us some waters? Just something simple like that, you know, but you know what? Still going to the pocket, go buy waters. I remember we went to a mansion party. Listen, we went to a mansion wedding. For real, no joke. We went to a mansion wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And the DJ did not show up.
Wow, wow.
The DJ did not show up.
Yes, I remember this, yes.
This is a mansion party. No joke, y'all. A mansion party, packed, beautiful. Mm-hmm. But the DJ ran off with the money, didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Walmart, got them a speaker, right? I got them a speaker. We came back playing music off my phone with the auxiliary. I was supposed to perform. Me and someone else was supposed to perform. They got frustrated. They didn't perform. I didn't care about performing because my character, it was about me being a blessing and helping out.
Yeah.
And I helped out so much. That same person right now blesses me whenever they can because they understand. Now I could just go to that person. Listen, it's what we need. And this is in the industry. Remember, we was at a mansion party. So
yeah,
because of that, more blessings have come from that. But it was me putting in the work, didn't think I was goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's important, I want to say this, Coach Shane. The reason we're talking about giving properly and improperly is because sometimes you can give. Like, we just feel like we give to give. Just, it don't matter where about going to. God know your heart. Well, that's not using wisdom. It's not using wisdom. Because poor people beget poor people, and that ain't what you want. Because you're not going to be able to give to anyone if you go broke, right? So let's be smart about how we manage our money. So you don't give to be an enabler. See, if you give to and become an enabler, then you're not helping them out. You're only hindering them from growing. Jesus said, I'm going to make you fishermen of men. He didn't say, I'm going to do all the work for you. When the disciples said, Jesus, they hungry. He said, you feed them, right? He said, you feed them. You be the blessing to them.
Mm-hmm.
So even Jesus said, listen, man, you ain't going to use me. I'm not going to be an enabler. Don't be using you to put in the work. So we ain't going to give to be an enabler because we're only hurting the situation. We're a hindrance. We become a hindrance unconsciously. Then some people give because they think that they can just manipulate the mind of God. You can't manipulate God. So we feel like, well, if I give, like a lottery, right? Man, I'm going to give $100. God, mess around, bless me. 100-fold, like you said. You know, I'm going to end up with 1,000. I might end up with 10,000. $100 seed, going to turn it into like it's gambling.
Yeah.
We turned it into something else. You can't please God with money. God don't need us, people. God loves us. God don't need us. Understand that. God don't need us. So you could give $1 million to the church. That don't mean that you're going to get $2 billion back. Don't let nobody lie to you like that. That ain't how it works. You can't just manipulate God and play God, right? You can't play God like God just owes you now. God, you know, I gave $200. Now you owe me. And we get like that.
Right, yeah.
We got to let our seed fall into good soil. Why? So the soil can, if you put your seed in good soil, guess what it do? It grows. And when it grows, guess what come up of the seed? A harvest. And guess what the harvest is, ladies and gentlemen? It produces for you.
Yes. Yes.
So if you plant a seed, it should be able to produce. But you want to put it in good ground. Some of y'all put your seeds on rocky ground and wonder why it's not producing. Some of y'all putting y'all seeds in mud. Man, it's too much water. It ain't good soil. Some of y'all put y'all seeds in quicksand.
Yes.
So you want to put it to where it can put your seeds in good soil. When you put the seeds in good soil and to actually help someone, I'm a firm believer in this. I love making people money. I don't have $1 million, but if I could help, here's my thing. For me to get to $1 million, I can help someone else get to $1 million. If I can make 4 millionaires, if I ever go broke, I can get 250 from each millionaire, and I'm a millionaire again. I can get $250,000 from each one I created. I helped get $1 million. Jesus said, I'm going to help. He told the disciples, I'm going to help you make you fishermen of men. I'm going to teach you how to fish for people. Meaning, you could be an asset to people. So why not help people to be able to generate to become, and especially in this world we live in today, help them to be a part of this economic system so it can rotate and they can be a blessing to someone else. But if someone is dead broke and they're not going to do nothing with that $1 that you gave them but drink it up or smoke it up, then you are a hindrance to them.
You're not doing them a favor. Yeah, you're not doing them a favor.
You're not doing no justice to your community at all. So we got to use wisdom as a way we give. It's not knocking people, but it's just waking us up. Be mature in the way you give.
Especially in this time, David, because like you talked about the marketplace too. You talked about you just kind of the marketplace where we are now, and I think the realm of life that we live, having a business where we consult with major companies and small businesses, you know, there's a lot of people who are not able to do what they want because they're building other people. They're building other people who aren't investing back into them. And so so it's a loss, you know, it really is. And when you don't, I wanted to read this scripture because it goes along a line of what you were saying in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 11. It says, remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. And it says, I want each one of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give. So when it comes down to someone making you feel bad about what you don't give, whatever the platform is, this scripture, 2 Corinthians, says, not Shea Samuels and not Coach David Benton, the scripture says, I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over. So what we've talked about tonight, I'm saying, I want each one of you to take the time out to think it over, and you make up your mind what you will give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twists. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. Then it says God can pour on blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws cautious to the winds, giving the needy and reckless abandon. His right living and right giving ways never run out, never wear out. This is the part I wanted to read. This most generous God who gives you seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals is more than extravagant with you. So here what David just said, you have to sow into fertile ground. You have to sow into people who are able to multiply. Even yourself, like I said with the storehouse, even sowing into yourself, it will help you in the long run because now everything that your heart desires, and I keep saying it's not monetary, David, because there's so many opportunities for us to volunteer our time, which ultimately creates an income for us.
Yes.
You know how many people will say, I'm not going to do this because I'm not getting paid for that. I remember interning and doing an externship just to figure out what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I volunteered my time. In return, you know, they always say Shay's a jack of all trades because I volunteered my time so long ago trying to figure out what it was I'm going to do, right? And because of that, I'm kind of like an asset to whatever it is that I touch. And that's not in a boastful way. It's just saying I volunteered my time to become who I am today. Back to you, David.
Amen. Amen. What I want all you guys to recognize, all the kings and queens, men and women of God, on here, understand that when Coach Shay just read that scripture, when you give, right, like the Bible says, you want to be able to give cheerfully. You want to be a cheerful giver, right? It's hard to be a cheerful giver when you have someone preaching to you or teaching to you and making you feel like you are a disappointment to God by the way you give. You're supposed to be able to give and be grateful for being able to help someone because you know it's on good ground. If people making you feel that you're a disappointment to God, then they are lying to you. God do not need your money. He needs your heart. He needs your commitment, not your money. It's a necessity because he is allowing it to be a necessity. Not because he really needed it. It's just something that he created. He'd rather have you, your personality, you being your truthfulness, you being genuine, not being manipulated to think he actually needs your income. God do not need your income. But you can be a blessing to someone else to help them so they can be a blessing to someone else. And then so they can be a blessing to someone else. One thing about a church, the whole church, if the pastor is wealthy, then I think if somebody been there with the pastor for 30, 20, and 30 years, they should be just as wealthy. Why aren't they? I think it's a problem, in my humble opinion. If his flock, I'm talking the ones who right there with him, been with him 20 and 30 years, the deacons and all, if they not winning as well, and they broke, busted, and disgusted, and saying they ain't blessed and highly favored, I think we need to do some reevaluation on the way they handling their finances. And I'm talking about the people who's around them. Because if he blessed, then you should be blessed as well. So all I'm saying, when you do this money thing, it should go on good ground. Because one thing about Beyond the Fence, if I'm winning, I'm going to make sure my team is winning. And that's just the reality. If I'm winning, if David Benton is winning, then the people around me who close to me gonna win. And that's just the bottom line. Why? Because I am a team player. And I expect everybody to be a blessing to one another. And you should expect the same. So with that being said, we hope you learned a lot from this today. We love you. We care for you. Please give. But give to the right. You know, the right people, the right entity. Give so to be a blessing, and you will be blessed. But don't give to manipulate the situation, because you will only become a hindrance. You won't be an asset. You'll become a liability. So with that being said, we love you. Y'all check us out on beyondthefence.org. That's our website. Or yo, go check out these videos on YouTube. Just Shay Samuels, David Benton, Alma E. Neely, go to William Faulkner, G. Will, and be blessed. Have fun with us. Go to our Instagrams. Go to Let's Talk Business. Let's Talk Business right there on Facebook. And you can email us at aboutbuildingleaders.com. That's aboutbuildingleaders.com. Let us be a blessing to you. Let us show you how to be a leader so you can teach others how to be a leader. And with that being said, we see you next week.
Where the music at.
It's your boy, David Benton.
Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know? Yeah.
It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. Ignorant grace, so intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and break. This whole sin in the sinner, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, out good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. Job, I'm good, and my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good, and my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
so good.
Lord.